So let's review. Aper continues a discussion of the previous parakim regarding benefits the husband receives from his wife. Zakta Mishnah, Metzias Ha'isha Maisya De'alabala. A husband is entitled to his wife's findings and wages. The Gemara cites a brisa in which Metzias is actually a machloikis. Metzias Ha'isha Labala. Rabbi Kiva Omer La'atzma. The Tanna Kamma says that he receives her findings. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says that she keeps her findings. The Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on another machlekes regarding hadafa. The Mishnah in the previous parak taught the minimum for ma'isya dao, work and wages which a wife must provide for her husband. If she earned more than this amount, it is called hadafa or ma'isya dao. Bahadafa shaloy al diatcha kule amalei pligi de bal haba. They both agree that hadafa without exertion belongs to the husband. Ki pligi bahadafa shal diatcha. Machlekes is regarding hadava through exertion, which includes mitziyasa, as Rashi explains, because roiv mitziyas tzarech lav zacharein. Most findings are only obtained through exertion. The Tanna Kamma says labala, he receives the hadava and mitziyasa. Rabbi Kiva says leatzma, she keeps the hadava and mitziyasa. Mishnah continues, v'yushasa hu oichel peres b'chayeha. Assets she inherits from others, she owns the keren, the principal, and he receives the payers, the profits, while she's alive. And he inherits the keren when she dies. However, b'ishta or pigma shala, if she was shamed or wounded, she receives the full compensation. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira disagrees and says that she does not receive the full compensation. Rather, b'zman shebeseiser lo shnei chalakim v'loy echad, if she was wounded in a concealed area, she receives 2/3, while he receives 1/3 of the compensation, because she was the primary victim. If she was wounded in an exposed area, he receives 2/3 while she receives 1/3, because since the damage is evident, he also suffers and is considered the primary victim. He receives his share immediately. And her share is used to acquire land, in which she owns the keren and he receives the payers. The Gemara explains that although Rabbi Yehuda agrees to a case of Bayish Oni Ben Toivim, the Islahu Zilusa Lekula B'nei Meshpacha, one who shamed a member of a noble family, although the entire family was shamed, he only compensates the victim. However, when one shamed a wife, he compensates the husband as well because Ishtoi Gufehu, wife is considered as oneself. Zok the Mishnah, HaPesig Mois Lechaisnoi Umeis Chaisnoi. In the case of a father-in-law who pledged in the dunya a dowry to his son-in-law, and the son-in-law subsequently died, in which his brother is obligated for yibum. Amar chachamim yachol hu shayimer la'achicha yisiroi tzalitin, ulacha yaf shalitin. Acham ruled that the father-in-law is not committed to give the nedunya to the yavam, because he may claim, I only committed to give nedunya to your brother, but I'm not willing to give nedunya to you. The Mishnah continues, discussing the halachas of nedunya. When the bride pledges to provide the groom with money or assets, the groom includes the value of the nedunya to the ksuba, so that if he dies or they divorce, the value of the nedunya is returned to her. Paska lahachnas la elav dinar, hu paisi kenegdin chamish esri mana. When she pledges a nedunya consisting of money, for example, 1,000 dinar, he includes an additional amount of 15 mana into the ksuba, which equals 1,500 dinar, as Rashi explains, maisiv shlish. He adds 1/3 to its value because he benefits immediately from the profits when investing the money. When she gives him an adonia consisting of assessed articles, he includes in the ksuba 1/5 less than the adonia value, because as Rashi explains, clothes and utensils which will be used will depreciate over time. It was customary to over-assess the articles of the nedunya to promote intimacy. However, if she gives him a shum assessed for 1 mana and it equals the actual market value, he includes the exact amount of 1 mana into the ksuba, as Rashi explains. He does not subtract 1/5 because the nedunya was not overrated. However, Rashi adds, in the mice of shlish. He does not add to the nedunya value either, because in the mistaka ben biyad, he does not immediately benefit from the shun. The Mishnah now elaborates on the previously mentioned halacha. Ukeneged hashum hu pesik paches chaymish. Shum b'mana, hinei senes shleishim v'echad sela b'dinah. When she pledged a shum assessed for one mana, and he included the amount in the ksuba before receiving the shum, when she subsequently gives him the actual shum, she is meisiv chaymish, as 1/5, by giving him articles valued 31 sela and 1 dinah, which is equivalent to 1 mana and 1/5. Similarly, when she pledges a shum assessed for 400 mana, which he included in the ksuba, she subsequently gives him articles valued for 500 mana. She is meisiv chaymish, so that the amount written in the ksuba should be peiches chaymish. However, masha chasen peisik, hu peisik peiches chaymish. When she gave him the actual shum, and the groom wrote the ksuba after receiving the shum, when he writes the ksuba, he subtracts 1/5 from the overrated value, as the Mishnah says, ukeneged hashum, hu peisik peiches chaymish. The previous Mishnah mentioned that when she pledges an adunya of money worth 1,000 dinar, he includes an additional amount of shlish, 1/3, into the ksuba. The Mishnah elaborates on this halacha. Zok the Mishnah, paska lahaknas leksafim, sala nasa shisha dinar. When she pledged an adunya of money, a sela, which equals 4 dinar, is included at 6 dinar, in which he is moisiv shlish, because mistake ben miyad, he benefits immediately from the profits when investing the money. The Mishnah continues, Hachasin mekabal alav asar dinarim lekupa l'chol manu mana. The groom pledges to provide 10 dinarim worth of besamim, perfume, for each mana that she includes in the nadunya. Rav Shmuel disagrees and says that there is no specific amount for besamim, rather it depends on the custom of the area. Rav Ashi says that lo nemer devarim halolo el b'Yerushalayim. This obligation was only initiated in Yerushalayim, where the women were accustomed to beautify themselves with besamim.